Good morning and get up, now count me in.
Yuzi, Ed and Aaron, you are in the right place. These are the very best bits so far of 2024. So, while the guys are away doing Easter egg hunts for the kids, putting their feet up, relaxing a little bit, well, we're keeping the laughs rolling. Some of the very best moments from this absolutely cracking show. It does return April 15, so you haven't got too long to wait. In the meantime, enjoy this.
The Yuzi, Ed and Aaron podcast.
Yesterday we were meant to go to ballet and it's only Eliza, I've got a 5.5-year-old, or 5 3/4, as she'll insist you say. And she's maybe like, what, 4 weeks into kindergarten starting? So it's still fairly new.
She's at school.
She's at school. But the days, it's intense, right? Going from preschool or being with mummy all day to suddenly being at school where it's quite regimented. Mm-hmm. And so after school, she's a little bit drained and we were meant to go to ballet yesterday. She got fully dressed in her ballet gear and then just had a little bit of a meltdown as we went to park outside ballet. So we just went to the pub instead, her and
I. Fair enough. What a great alternative. I know you were arguing about it with her about her iPad.
She didn't have her iPad, but we did go to the toy shop and we bought two LOL dolls, LOL dolls. They're the dolls that are in the balls and then you open the ball and the doll's inside and then they've got like a little dress and a little pair of shoes. Yeah. And then like a diary, a digital diary thing so that she could play with that. And we got an early dinner. So I went, we sat down, got a lemonade. I got a Coke Zero and a Prosecco. And she got a lemonade. And then we looked at the menu. She chose her meal, which was Sketty. I went up to the bar to order the meal. And when I come back from the bar, so we'd opened all the presents she was playing with and the little toys. She looks at me and goes, I just swallowed two pairs of LOL shoes. I was like, what do you mean? She said, well, I was dipping the doll in the lemonade. Apparently they change color in water. And then she's drunk the lemonade and she said both pairs of shoes have gone down her throat into her belly. She sculled
a glass of lemonade and that included two pairs of plastic
LOL doll shoes. Yes.
She's got her own way of doing a shoey.
Exactly. She doesn't do it like the others do. She does it the whole shebang. And I looked around. There was no shoes. So there's four in total little plastic soft rubber shoes. And she looked a little bit concerned because obviously, like, she knows, you know, that choking is a thing and I tell her not to swallow hard
things. How big are the shoes? Are they two centimetres, one centimetre?
Yeah, maybe 2 centimetres each. Like the LOL dolls are probably half the size of a Barbie doll but with the similar size feet.
So is that four individual shoes?
But it's quite a soft plastic. So a Barbie shoe is quite a hard plastic but a LOL doll is quite a soft plastic.
Then that's fine.
So anyway.
But you believe that she's not, she believes she actually
did it. She definitely swallowed them. She's never kind of made up something similar for attention before because she looked worried. She rarely looks ever bothered by anything.
But how did she drink the second pair?
They were all in one glass. So she's put both LOL dolls in the lemonade, pulled out the LOL dolls. The shoes were still in there, then taken a big gulp of the lemonade.
Did she do it deliberately?
She said it was accidental. So anyway, the thing that I'm a 40-year-old mother and I look around for the mum because I'm going, oh God, like I don't know what to do. So I look around for like an adult
possibly.
Or a mum or a, it's so like, when does that come to you as a side note, as a parent, when you actually just know what to do? Because I had no idea what to do. So I text her father and I said, this is reading the text with a photo of her holding the LOL doll in front of her face. Her mouth is shut. She looks worried. She just swallowed the shoes, little plastic ones, was dipping doll in lemonade, accidentally. Will they just come out in poo? 3 question marks.
Goodness me.
Yeah. And what did he reply with?
Well, he wrote back and said, yes, I think so. Biggest risk is choking, but they're not stuck in her throat, so that's good. Tell her she's totally okay and I'll get some advice now.
Well, game on.
Hear back from him.
Well, you know, he's cool with it.
He's got his own life.
How was she this morning?
Well, she seemed fine. I mean, we slept together. She made noise all night.
But I've got a sore tummy or anything?
No. But she did it like a number two yesterday at the pub after swallowing.
Yeah,
and she was looking, but I was like.
How long does it take? How long does a pair of shoes take to get through?
Well, I don't know. This is a thing. Like, I want to know if people have kids who have eaten other things that are not biodegradable or food.
When do they come out?
And do I need to look in her poo to make sure they come out? If they don't come out, do I need to take further action? Like, I don't know what
X-ray.
To do.
You might need an X-ray.
But they're little and soft. Like, what damage could they do?
Well, is it like swallowing chewy, or is it like more?
Well,
than
no,
chewy?
Because they're more than chewy. They're look. It's a plastic. They're four plastic little high heels. So they've got.
Right,
a heel.
We need to find out what people's kids
soft.
Swallowed. What did your kid
right.
eat?
What did they kid? Yeah. What, yeah, have you, what did your kids swallow? What yeah. did your kids swallow? If you're a doctor, is it time for Eliza to get checked out?
Today FM. But Aaron, your daughter has swallowed four shoes.
Yes, LOL doll shoes, LOL doll. So they're like a Barbie doll, but half the height, but the foot's probably the same size as a Barbie doll, but the shoes are a softer plastic. So it's like Barbie shoes, but a little bit smaller and a much softer material. So no hard plastic edges, just that real floppy, soft plastic.
So it was a lemonade sculling incident.
She was dipping the LOL doll changes colour in lemonade. So she dipped the LOL dolls in lemonade. The four shoes came off. She's taken a big skull of lemonade and drunk all four shoes.
But you haven't, yeah. you didn't see it happen though. So
well, I was facing the bar ordering oh. our dinner. And then when I came back, she looked worried.
Oh.
I wasn't drinking at the bar. I wasn't doing shots like being cowboys
yeah.
or anything.
The pokies.
yeah. I was only right. left her for 22 minutes. I was back. No, so none of that. It was a
do
second.
Do you take her straight to the hospital and get her x-rayed? Or you just, what do you do?
Her father.
Well, you haven't done anything, basically. He said, don't worry about
anything.
It. Get on with your day.
He said, I'll get advice, and I haven't heard from him since.
Well, you need this. We're here for advice.
well, Narelle, your kid was 3 years old, and what'd they swallow?
A 50-cent coin.
Oh, okay. Yep. Well, I reckon these four shoes lined up would only be half a 50-cent coin, yeah. so I feel better.
So what happened?
Yeah. Well, we were very scared. I tried to get it out, but it wouldn't go out. And I think then he ended up swallowing it down. So I thought, I better rush him to the hospital. So we went to the hospital, and they were going to do an x-ray. But they've got a special tool. So they put it against the tummy and they were just seeing where it was. So they knew
metal
where it
detector,
was.
Metal detector, I think you're
down.
Calling
That's it.
Yeah,
yeah. That it had come down. So that was good. And then they said, don't worry, it'll just come out in his poo.
And how long did it take to come out, do you reckon?
Probably after a few poos, I think.
A bit of sifting.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you look for it? I guess you have to make sure it comes.
Yeah,
it came out.
No,
yeah.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. Yeah,
he did.
It was
Aaron, though.
Scary, though.
Yeah, I right. bet.
But Eliza goes to school, so you're not going to turn up at school at lunchtime, are you, to go into the toilet and have a look?
Have a sip. I think she's more of a, like her father used to be, she's more of a hold it till she gets home kind of girl.
All right. So that's one for not worry.
Ben, how old were you? What'd you swallow?
I was 6 years old. I was trying to separate two really long Lego bricks with my teeth and accidentally swallowed one.
Wow.
Very stubborn. My mum had to take me to the GP. He told her to check through my poo over 3 days with a paddle pop stick to see if it passed through. So I had to listen to her dry retching, feeling really, really guilty. And didn't. She checked for a fourth day and then gave up and just told me, well, that doesn't kill me, makes me stronger.
Oh. Is there a chance that it's still in there, Ben, or not?
Well, I know everyone's worried about microplastics in their diet these days, so I just figure, well, if I can survive a major plastic, then I'm not worried about anything else.
No. That's awesome.
That's fantastic. I know
he sounds
that
well adjusted.
Yeah, he's well adjusted. I know someone that went on a health retreat to Thailand, and it was just broth, Aaron. It was just basically broth and enemas for 5 days, and they had a shelf of all the things that had come out of people when they were children. And I said, what was the worst thing you saw? And my friend said, a troll doll with their hair still up.
What?
So, Vanessa.
Troll doll.
A whole troll doll, hair still up.
What colour hair?
Don't ask. Vanessa, your daughter, how old were they swallow?
She swallowed a pendant. So she had just won this pendant from the music teacher at school. And she told me, she goes, Mum, was that at the back of my throat? And then it's gone down. So I've given her water. And she's like, Mum, the water did this. You know, so the water swished down this pendant. Luckily, the pendant had holes in it. So we know a nurse friend, and she goes, always take it to the hospital to get an x-ray to make sure it's the bottom of the stomach. So taking her to the hospital.
Anyway, the end of the story is her child had to have surgery.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
It's not
I'm
a good
I reckon Ben was sounded stronger.
You prefer
Ben's
Ben?
What doesn't kill you makes
good
you stronger.
Fair enough,
this is the Husey, Ed and Aaron podcast.
The Husey, Ed and Aaron podcast.
Got a secret, can you keep it?
Husey, Ed and Aaron's untold secrets. Unbelievably true. Secret.
Name changer on, voice changer on, as we say, Melanie, what is your secret?
Hi, guys. My mother is having an affair with an online scammer. And my dad doesn't know what is going on.
You believe it's a scammer. Does your mother not believe that the person she's having an affair with is a scammer?
She doesn't believe it. I've paid for reverse image searches. I found out that he's a famous Romanian singer, pictures he's using.
Yeah.
I've showed her all of this, but she doesn't believe me. She's still talking to him.
How come she's just so open with you about it when it's obviously behind your dad's back?
I don't know. She tells me everything. It's ridiculous. She paid him thousands of my dad's money out of his Uber account to fly over from America, and he was stuck at Perth for 3 weeks in detention.
So where is he claiming to live, did you say?
America.
So he's claiming that he lives in America and that he flew to Perth but couldn't get out of Perth detention, so never got to meet your mother.
No, and she waited at the airport for 24 hours for him.
Oh. That's crazy.
I mean, you feel sorry for her, but then she's also having an illicit affair.
Yeah, but these things happen. How old is your mother, or what age range is she? Don't
she's
give the exact.
In her 60s.
And she's been with your dad since her 20s or earlier?
Teens.
And do they have an otherwise healthy relationship? Like, are they in a good place together? Like, I mean, on the surface?
Not really. My mum is an alcoholic, so.
But do they still live together, you and your parents?
Yeah, they live together. They've been married since they were, 19. They've got four children, and she just doesn't know what she's doing. So,
as far as you know, your father is not having any affairs with anyone?
No, he's very loyal. He's very genuine. He's a sweetheart. He would never do anything like this. It's also not the first time she's done it. She did it about a year and a half ago when, late last year, this Indian man sent me nude photos of my mother.
Trying to extort money out of you, or?
No, I told him to leave her alone, and he said, well, she's sending me these pictures, and I saw pictures of her naked.
So that is disturbing. Do you think he was also a scammer, or?
Possibly, yes.
Why have you thought about telling your dad?
We're actually going to tell him this weekend.
Oh.
Will he be heartbroken, or will he possibly know that it's going on, do you reckon?
He'll be heartbroken.
Do you think he'll move out of the home or get her to move out?
We're hoping so, but I don't know. So he's just too nice. He might just put up with it, and I hope he doesn't.
Mm. Yeah, but he's got to stop her wasting your money, basically everyone's money. He's wasting... She was likely to be give away all the money that the family has earned over,
What he's
decades.
Saying is your inheritance.
Yeah, your inheritance is at risk here, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes, and she's trying to get my dad to sell the house.
Yeah, we've got to stop this.
No, we've got
to. She's got to lose access to the accounts. Has to.
Yeah, that's what we're going to say. We're going to say he's got to a joint account. Yep.
Wow. Melanie.
Can we keep us up to date?
Yeah, touch base next week?
Yep, that would be great.
Do you know what? Thank you so much, Melanie.
The Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
Fuck you, Friday. I don't like you. Fuck you.
Oh, my goodness.
Get it off your chest and then you can get into the weekend unencumbered. That's what we're doing here.
Big time.
Want me to kick it off?
Yeah, you kick it off.
Go humidity.
Yeah.
Wow. Fuck you, the humidity. Because I am a woman who's just turned 40. No, it's not even that. I keep feeling hot, and then I'm worried that the change is coming, and that's really unsettling. Not that I care.
Yeah, look, exactly. So, but the humidity helps no one.
Correct.
You know, I'm going to fork the worker at Wet and Wild at the Gold Coast, who was in charge of the slide that I lined up for. Me and my three children lined up for a slide. Guess how long we're lining up for the slide?
10 minutes.
2 hours.
No, you weren't.
2 hours.
Sorry, that is on you. If you're stupid enough to stand in a line.
There was no sign. Sometimes, at Disneyland or whatever, there's a sign that says it's going to be
far away from
it. 2 hours away. There was no sign. 2 hours. And then this bloke was walking so slow, and he was not, he was just like, oh, you're next. Well, come on, mate, move it. And then every now and again, he would just throw water on people. Like, that made him a UN health worker. Fuck you!
Wow. Yeah, I like it.
Strong. They should get paid per slider.
Yeah, definitely.
Then they'd get the job done.
Yeah. Two at a time, one on top of the other.
Exactly.
So, all right, Daniel, what do you want to fork?
Traffic.
You know what? On that subject, Daniel, I want to join in here because there was a sign that I was going past the other day that said you had to slow down to like 60K because of roadworks. And there was no one working on the road.
Yes. Yeah. And then they say end road works, and you say it didn't start.
There was no one there, mate.
Yeah. Correct.
I could have been doing 170.
But well, okay. Give it to a Daniel.
Fuck you.
Well done. Well
that
played.
Wasn't Daniel, was it?
Yeah, well, Daniel.
No, it sounded really pre-recorded.
Daniel's a...
This is fun. Let's give us another one.
Who do you want to fork?
I want to fork my husband. He has got a broken leg. He went to see a specialist. And he's already been at home for 2 months, and he has just been, I've just been told he has to be at home for at least another 6 weeks.
That's selfish, lazy.
Very selfish.
He's done any housework in that time.
Oh, of course he did.
Oh, but he's got a boot on his leg. He's not going to do anything.
Mate, has
he
folded any washing?
No.
He can dry a dish.
I can tell you what, his fingers have had an amazing workout on his computer.
Oh,
is he working or is he playing Minecraft?
Playing. I'm playing. Yes.
Give it to, how did he break the leg in the first place?
Well, it was actually one of the foam fest, and he went down the slide and he broke his leg getting into muddy water.
In the foam fest?
At foam fest?
What's foam
at foam fest? Foam fest is an obstacle. That. It's an obstacle. It's a 5K obstacle. Charity run.
What's he thinking?
It's a charity run.
How old is he,
thing.
Anna?
He is 38.
All right, it's 38. You can't
Come on,
do foam fest.
Get off foam fest, buddy. Give it to him, Anna.
Give it to him, Anna.
Say fork you. You can say
fork
his name.
Fork you, hubby.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That is much.
He doesn't deserve a name, does he?
Today FM.